Time to switch gears into the Gilgo Beach investigation. John Ray, leading attorney, of course, for the Gilbert family and all that has transpired. He has been at it, obviously, since day one. We haven't spoken to him in a while since his great symposium over at St. John's a couple of months ago. John, great to have you back. And, you know, listen, there's been a little movement here and there as far as an investigation, a wooded area in Manaville, continued for a couple of days. And also a lot of speculation, before a guy who's now incarcerated for a couple of murders, and Rita Tangredi and Colleen McNamee. Give me your take on things, of what what we have seen over the last couple of weeks, my friend. Good to have you. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Jay. My take? My goodness, it's like everyone else's, I would think. The district attorney and the task force have been as tight-lipped as I've ever seen or known in with law enforcement. So they're not letting anything squeak out in terms of a tip as to what's going on. It's all speculation, therefore. And I've heard rumors, and of course some of those rumors, spreaders claim to have good sources in the police department, but who knows, really, right? And one thing is certain that everyone knows, you can tell just by the fact that they have cadaver dogs searching, is that they're looking for dead human flesh and, you know, a body or pieces of a body, or bodies, plural. So that much we can surmise fairly. After that, I've heard rumors that it's all related to John Vitroff and the killings of Tangredi and that era. I've heard that it deals with old serial killers like Joel Rifkin back in 1993,
yeah.
And that he may be talking again because, you know, he was credited, so to speak, with over 17 murders. Not all of them did he reveal as to, you know, the bodies and where they were. He had a tendency to throw bodies into creeks and water. He would seem to like water a lot. So he disposed of a body upstate. So it could be a Rifkin thing that, you know, he's now come forward with another piece of evidence. That could be. It's interesting to note that, you know, I have several sources of knowledge, that people who call me with different tips and so on. One of them actually saw Suffolk County Police K-9 unit up in upstate New York during the search, heading up that way. So it could be something up, you know, it could be connected all around. Who knows? I in the Poughkeepsie area, I don't really know, but that's out there. Of course, it could always be connected to Rex Hoiermann, but I've spoken with people in the Hoiermann camp, and they don't think so.
John Ray Willis. John, a couple of weeks ago, I guess the attorney representing Hoiermann, Michael Brown, you know, he wanted to see more documentation back in the day regarding the old chief of the department, Jimmy Burke, who was up to his old tricks when this whole thing began and everything else, getting the feds off the investigation and whatnot here. I mean, obviously, it was a good move. You know, if you're an attorney representing the accused here, you want to find something. All it takes is one juror to think, you know what, I don't know if Hoiermann was the guy. That's all you need. But in essence, you know, Brown's doing his job and whatnot, but, you know, maybe not enough emphasis back in the day with Jimmy Burke, no?
Possibly there should be more attention to him. My little team, we've acquired huge sums of information after my symposium, which was back in January 30th. And since then, more people have come forward with more information, some of it related to Burke and his shenanigans. So it's much of it is circumstantial, where you can see, what should we call them, synapses of connections between one group of people and another, and, you know, one murderer's behavior versus another, that kind of thing. And a lot of this stuff deals with sexual underground, not just the drug underground, but the sexual underground, which is not very underground, by the way. It's right below the surface. And it's widespread, and Burke is certainly part of that world. that sex world. He certainly involved himself deeply, and his roots go deep in the sex clubs and that existed not only in Babylon and Western Nassau, but also existed in Smithtown, the Oasis, for example, and in New York City, like La Trapeze, and other places as well. So Burke's connected to all of those. Does that put him in the circle of murderers? It's hard to say, because it looks like Rex was connected to all these circles as well. You know, can you make connections more than that? Maybe the DA can, or maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe it's not worth it. But we've been able to at least establish that there are all these sources that are out there, and there are all of these, what should I call them, underground behaviors that are taking that took place involving Burke, involving Bissett, involving many other characters in this whole scheme of things. So, yeah. Mike Brown is doing the right thing, looking at as a lawyer, looking to see if he can point the finger at other suspects that the district attorney, maybe not Tierney, but before Tierney, also thought were suspects. So as to say, look, they picked up the wrong guy, that sort of thing. So, for example, they should be looking not only at Bitroff.
How about Hackett?
At Hackett, absolutely. They should be looking at Hackett. They should be looking at all those people in Oak Beach who were involved in this underground, that are connected in these perverse behaviors. There's a load of them. Like it would take several books of just describing all of the coincidences and circumstances involving these people. And it's very hard to track, because all these people that they indulge in swapping, and they indulge in all kinds of other things in the sexual world. They use all code names. They don't use their real names.
Yeah.
Nobody writes anything down. There's no dates per se, but their behavior is real. So, Mike is doing the right thing. And I think he's also looking, he's been looking at Bissett, and he's been looking at others that could also be possibly responsible for some of these deaths. So the field widens, the corruption spreads, or the investigation of the corruption that we're doing has spread enormously. The connections are stunning. They're amazing, but of no per se great value in these cases right now. We just don't have enough evidence to connect them up with the cases.
Yeah. You got a lot of dots. You need connection. You need a lot of connection. And especially, I always remember, you got a sworn statement from a sex worker who said she witnessed Burke using drugs and partying with sex workers on a couple of occasions, at least one that took place, John, what was it, 2011 it was, I think, which means he was doing this while this killer investigation was taking place in the Oak Beach neighborhood where, obviously, Shannon Gilbert was found. So, I mean, there are so many questions here still.
Yeah,
so many unanswered questions.
The connections go, they range broadly, too. They go from the local people, and they connect through various individuals. They connect up to, what was his name? The governor, Elliot Spitzer. They connect to Spitzer and his sexual behavior. They're all connected, even to Epstein. There's connections from Suffolk County to Epstein. It's incredible. I mean, I'm astonished, and I don't even know where to go with it. There's so much information that we have. But and by the way, since January 30th, more people have come forward to me who actually knew and were confronted by Rex Hoiman, and they escaped, and he let them go, and he didn't kill everybody. He communicated with hundreds and hundreds of sex workers and other people involved in the sex world. So, he didn't kill them all by any means, and some of them have now come forward. The district attorney hasn't reached out to me. They're not taking us seriously, I guess. I'm not even sure what the...
Well, listen, you're going to do your own thing anyway. I've known you so long. Ray Taney's, trying to make sure that I's are dotted and T's are crossed, so that when these things...
That's only true to this extent. We I came forward and we found that the evidence proved from the hotel in Atlantic City that the Heumann family, the Ellerups, checked in. We had direct information, have three eyewitnesses to it, that the hotel said that she didn't check in when she said she did. In other words, she was present when one of those murders or disappearances of Maureen Barnes took place. And nobody has followed that up. And I can't understand why, because I was, if you remember, Macedonio and Matev, the lawyers for the family, said, oh, we're going to prove John Ray's a liar and that this was all made up. And you haven't heard from them. You know, and that happened January 30th. So where are they? And where's the DA on that? You know, still putting in that this woman had an alibi. She does not have an alibi. Why isn't anybody looking at that?
Yeah.
She's far more complicated person. Take my word.
You know what? There is still a lot more to come as far as all is concerned. And I'm sure we'll be talking with you many a time, John, as far as the stage and everything else. You know you have it here. For any information that comes forth. But we appreciate all your great work, obviously. John Ray, Ray & Associates, over in Miller Place. You stay well. Keep us informed. And we look forward to the next time, sir.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the forum. I appreciate it.